During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, by the end, her grandmother struggled to remember names and dates, yet somehow she remembered and validated something she had never been told.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802. You could also write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, and no commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I think this is a really interesting story today.
I'm excited.
It is. Dementia is a very sad thing to watch someone go through. But years ago, I worked in nursing homes. And so, of course, a lot of the patients had dementia. And it was very strange how they could tell you something that made no sense and then turn around and say something like that was so in the moment and like they didn't have dementia at all. And there was one woman that she would just... It was nonsensical. She didn't even form sentences. It just kind of word salad came out. Mm-hmm. But I would go in her room to clean and I would always talk to her and have a conversation one-sided. And I didn't figure she ever understood anything I would say. And so one day I went in there and I'm like, it's a really nice day out today. And she says, oh, look at those gladiolas. And I was like, what? So I go look out the window and there's some gladiolas out there that she could see. And for that moment, just that moment, she was fully clear and in the moment with me. So it's just a very strange thing. And to watch a loved one go through that is one of the hardest things.
Yeah.
But this is a really interesting story. This says, I'm sending this in. It's one of those memories that won't stay put. I don't mean I think it's growing into something bigger over time. The older I get, the more I realize how unreliable my own brain can be, and maybe that makes the whole thing harder to file away. If you asked me on a normal day, I'd probably tell you I was half asleep, It was a trick of the light. It was an old mirror. If you ask me on another day, usually the kind of day where I've been thinking about family and loss, I'll tell you I'm not so sure. So this happened in the mid-90s. I was around 10. My family lived in the Pacific Northwest then. My grandparents lived about an hour away in a quiet neighborhood. And if I'm being honest, the only thing I didn't like about it was the upstairs. Not because I thought it was haunted, it just felt separate. Like if you went up there, you were out in the main flow of the house. My brother and I would stay over now and then, not constantly, but enough that it felt familiar. We'd eat dinner, watch something on TV with my grandpa until he nodded off in his chair, and then my grandma would shoo us upstairs, tell us not to wake the whole house, stomping around. I've debated for years whether this was anything at all. Most of the time, I convinced myself it wasn't. So when I was 10, my grandfather died very suddenly. There was no long illness, no warning. One day he was fine. The next day, there was a phone call and a house full of adults speaking in quiet voices. Felt abrupt and unfinished in the way sudden deaths always do. A few weeks after the funeral, my parents thought it would be good for me to spend the night with my grandmother. She didn't want to be alone, and I had always been close to my grandfather, and I think everyone assumed it would be comforting for both of us. Her house felt very different without him, very quiet. The television wasn't as loud. The kitchen didn't smell like his coffee. It felt like something essential had been removed. That night, I slept in the same back bedroom I always had. The upstairs had a small bathroom at the top of the stairs with a narrow sink and an old medicine cabinet mirror. There was a little nightlight plugged in that cast a soft amber glow just enough to see shapes. Sometime in the middle of the night, I woke up needing the bathroom. I remember hesitating for a moment because everything felt heavier in the dark, but I got up, walked down the hallway, and the house was silent. So I used the toilet, then turned to wash my hands. I remember looking up into the mirror, and I saw my grandfather standing right behind me. Not transparent, not blurred. Just my grandfather standing there. He looked completely solid, like he was physically in the doorway. He had on one of his usual shirts. His expression wasn't dramatic. It wasn't creepy. He was just looking at me calmly, almost gently. My entire body reacted before my brain did. My breath caught so sharply, it almost hurt. There was no time to think ghost or impossible. There was just this jolt of recognition that's him. Then immediately, that can't be him. I spun around and no one was there. There was no one in the hallway. The bedroom doors were closed. The stairs disappeared into the darkness. I didn't hear footsteps. I didn't hear a door shut, nothing. For a few seconds, I just stood there staring at the doorway where I'd seen him in the reflection. My heart was pounding so hard I could feel it in my ears. And then my brain did what brains do when something doesn't fit. I told myself I had been dreaming. I must have gotten up half in my sleep. I must have imagined it. I'd been thinking about him so much that my mind created his image. I went back to bed. I pulled the covers up to my chin, lay there wide awake, replaying it over and over. The image didn't blur the way dreams usually do when you wake up. It stayed sharp, and that bothered me. By morning, I had almost convinced myself it hadn't happened the way I remembered. I didn't tell my grandmother, I didn't tell my parents, I didn't tell anyone. So I just kept it to myself. Over time, it became something I filed away as a strange grief moment. I was 10, I just lost my grandfather, so of course my mind might project him into familiar spaces. Years passed, I grew up, my grandmother lived for many years after he died. Eventually, though, she began to decline. At first, it was small, forgetful moments. Then it became clear it was dementia. If you've never experienced that, it's difficult to describe. It's like watching someone move in and out of themselves. Some days, she seemed a little sharper than other days. Other days, she was very confused about everything. And near the end, her clarity would come in brief flashes. A few minutes where her eyes focused and she seemed present, then she would drift away again. One afternoon, I was visiting her alone for a short while. She was sitting by the window with a blanket over her knees. The light in the room was soft. She'd been confused most of the visit, asking the same questions, mixing up names. I was sitting beside her, holding her hand, when she suddenly grew very still, and she turned her head and looked right at me. Her eyes were clear, and she reached out and took my hand and said in a very calm voice, "He didn't want to scare you that night you saw him." I felt the blood drain from my face. Before I could even speak, she added, "He just loved you so much." There was no confusion in her voice, no searching for words. It was like it was a simple fact. But I had never told her what happened. I am absolutely certain of that. I never told my parents. I carried that mirror moment alone for all those years because I had decided it was a dream. So I asked, "What do you mean?" By then, the clarity was already fading. Her gaze drifted past me toward the window. She patted my hand absentmindedly and asked if I wanted some tea. That was it. I never had another moment like that with her again. Since then, I've tried to find a logical explanation. Dementia can cause people to fill in gaps. Maybe she sensed something in my body language. Maybe she confused me with someone else. All those explanations are possible, but what unsettles me is how specific she was. That night you saw him, not when he died, not after he passed. She referenced the exact thing I had buried and decided it was a dream. Most days, I still tell myself I was half asleep, that grief and memory can overlap in strange ways. But every once in a while, I'll glance into a mirror without thinking, and I'll remember just how real he looked. I don't know which explanation is easier to live with. Thanks for listening, Christina. So what do you think?
Wow.
That's kind of cool and creepy.
All
and
of the
psychic.
Above?
Like, in how?
Yeah.
That's interesting because, like, it what her grandmother said to her was something that made sense to her.
Yeah.
You know, like, the grandmother could have said that to 100 other people. It wouldn't have meant anything to anybody else but her.
The thing I find so interesting is she hadn't told her grandma what happened. At all. Oh my gosh, hearing that, it was like, wow, that was crazy.
And you know what? Even if she had told her grandmother and she didn't remember, let's say maybe she did, and she just didn't remember that. The fact that her grandmother would have all those years later brought that up.
Yeah.
When she has dementia.
I mean, like, we always hear of, like, as people get older, they get closer to those they've like loved ones they have lost, especially like when it comes to the elderly. I mean, we often hear stories where it's like, oh, well, after so and so passed and so got older, it seems like little things like this happen, or little mentions of like they're always around us, you know?
Yeah. It's
stuff
just
like that.
It's so interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. It's really stories like this, though, that really carry validity to those claims and arguments.
Yeah. It's almost like the grandfather spoke through her.
Yeah.
You know, like there was almost a psychic moment there. But was it? Was it the grandfather just wanting her to know how much that he loved her? Because I like to think that, you know, someone like a husband, a parent, a sibling, you know, the people who, best friend, people who are really close to you don't really just go away once they die. They're kind of background, maybe helping you out from time to time. But maybe it's something that, you know, the grandfather's in the background. See, you know, that would mean a lot to have people come visit his wife when she has dementia. That would mean a lot because a lot of people don't. They don't show up. My mom lives in a nursing facility. There are people who never have visitors. Yeah. And when I worked there, I knew the ones who had visitors regularly and the ones who never had them. So for her to show up to be with her grandmother is really special anyway. And that just kind of came through. And then clarity and boom, it's gone.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating story.
That is so interesting.
That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to this one.
This is Ronnie. But I wanted to tell you about a story that happened to me when I was a kid. My whole family is from Colombia, South America. And one of these trips I used to take every summer, I went down there and we used to go on little excursions because they wanted me to see the country of Colombia and how beautiful it was. So one time we were driving up this massive mountain, and there's a road that basically circles the mountain around and around and around the mountain all the way to the top. Now, one of the special things besides that cool road was about halfway up the mountain, on the side next to the road, was a huge old, like Victorian style house, but it was kind of more of like a castle, like more stone and brick, like really stone. It looked like just kind of like a medieval castle, actually. And the story goes that, you know, there was a family that lived there, a rich family, but it was abandoned. You know, it's been abandoned for hundreds of years. And, you know, it's basically just a landmark there. But we were there, and it was kind of dark out and cloudy, so it looked very scary, especially to me. I was like a little 10-year-old kid, 10 or 12. And I'm looking at this house, and it was a little pit stop there. So we all pulled out. My mom and my family are talking. And I ran over to the house to kind of explore a little bit. And I'm looking around the house. I go up to these massive front doors. You know, just because I was a stupid little kid, I knock on the door. And nothing happens. So then I get a little bit more, a little bit more spunk in me. And I bang on the door 3 times. And all of a sudden, when I banged on the door, it started creaking open, like a bunch of latches flipping. Some big, massive lock mechanism started opening. And then the door opened. And there's this guy standing there that looks like kind of like Lurch. Like he looked like he was dead. Like they were presenting him for a funeral, like a wake. He had that face, that makeup, that look about him like he was dead and he was like being presented. And I looked at him and I froze, and somebody else must have heard the door opening because they were running towards me. And so I look away from him for a second to my mom, and then I look back and the door's closed, completely closed. I didn't hear the door close, not even a tiny noise. And these are huge, solid doors. You would hear them close, especially I was standing right in front of them. And all of a sudden I look back and it just closed, like it never happened. And so I don't know. I don't know what that was about, and I'm the only one that saw it, but they heard it, obviously, because they came over. But I saw this guy right in front of me, and I've always had it in the back of my head ever since. Like, what was that all about? You know, maybe one day if I ever plan a trip out there, I want to go check that house back out. But it was in some mountain in the Columbia somewhere, and just a spooky old castle with some kind of ghost answering the door. You bang hard 3 times. Anyway, love your show.
So did he see Lurch? Like, that's so strange. You know, and I wonder, too, is it would be interesting to have a conversation with his family now about it. Like, why did you run over there to get me? Did you hear it? Or, because if it was like me with some little kid and I realized the kid had walked up to the door, I'd be running over there to get the kid away from the door.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem safe somehow to me, like kid walking up and knocking on the door. Like, let's not do that, honey. We're going to go over here.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just an overall good rule of thumb to just kind of stay with the group, especially when you're 10.
And kids don't. And
kids
so,
don't do that.
So I
kids
could
don't
see,
have that rule of thumb.
But or did the parents actually, or whoever it was who went running over there, did they hear something?
Yeah.
You know, did he kind of let out a scream when he saw something that looked like Lurch? Because I know I would have.
Right.
And then you also think, for a kid that age, you know, it seems so... Isn't Lurch Adam's family?
Yeah, Lurch is Adam's family.
Okay, good. Because all of a sudden I was like, is that Munsters or Adam's family? Because Adam's that family. Would be your point of reference. Old creepy looking castle. Lurch lives there. So if you did have some kind of paranormal experience, I could see how it would present as Lurch.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of presents with what you might know in your head as a ghost.
You know, we kind of hear that a lot, especially when we get stories like, it looked like the girl from The Ring with long black hair.
A lot of that, don't we? A lot of that.
We do have a lot of that. I really wonder if that's just those entities like taking the form of what we associate with the paranormal. And for a lot of people, it would be the girl from The Ring, and just kind of kind of morphing themselves to look like that to kind of make us identify, oh, that's a ghost, you know?
Because didn't Lurch, in a lot of the Addams Family episodes when people would come over, didn't he have to unlock a lot of locks?
I think he did.
I can't remember. Seems like that.
I don't know. Maybe
I have not watched that for a hot minute.
Maybe he stumbled upon the real life Addams Family.
Well, and if you were to have a paranormal experience, could it just present as something you recognize?
Yeah.
It puts it in context to a 10-year-old boy. And maybe it's more of a vision. Maybe he never actually saw it. Maybe it presented as a vision to him. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thought.
Because couldn't it just pop into your head as this weird vision, and then it just goes away, and it was like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
That was Lurch. Because listening to him tell the story, I believe he saw that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really do. But I think it would be interesting to talk about it as an adult. And chances are, like, if I had to have that conversation with my mother, she wouldn't remember any of it. She'd be like, what castle on the Columbian River or road on the mountain? I don't remember a castle, you kids. You know, I could see her doing that. But it'd be interesting to find out. Like, did y'all hear anything or?
Y'all see something?
Yeah, but I would just want to know.
Yeah. Well,
if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802 and leave us a voicemail. Or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts,
they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.